Blog Talk Radio.
Fresh. 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 Okay, I'm fresh out the box. Jack out the box. Ain't cost nothing if ain't come with a box. Fresh at the bottom. Freeze the top. Hit the barbershop and get fresh at the top. Girls love it, they so brand new. It's a new day, what is he gonna do? Before they hit the shelf, I already got him. Nike so fresh, I can kiss the bottom. T-boy swagger, bow tie demeanor. And word to Pine Stall, I ain't met and ain't cleaner. Fresher than the freshest, fly than your flyer. Feet to the floor, watch your girl get excited. Nerd against darling, ain't we the smart pack? Wipe the black card, tell them box all that. Freshest in here, put my picture on the wall. And with all these boxes, I'ma need a U-Haul.
Fresh out the box, eyes. 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 Brand new this, brand new that, that. Brand new this, brand new that, eyes. Fresh out the box, 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 brand new this, brand new that, that, brand new this, brand new that.
Hey, ask yourself, what are those? This here fresh, those just closed. Jeans in the box, bet she ain't got those. Thank you, fresh bell, got them turning up they nose. Watch, watch me as I go. Fresh out the box, Bruce Leroy glow. Center of attention, yeah, I know. Keep the camera on me everywhere I go. Ray Charles shopping, I don't even see the tag. We boxed out, y'all still using bags. Okay, you do it, but I do it better. High water pants with the three-button sweater. Smart guys on, aviator lens. When I look intelligent, hopping out the Benz. Champagne life, popping out the cork. Fresh out the box, billionaire dork.
Fresh out the box, eyes. 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 Brand new this, brand new that, that. Brand new this, brand new that, eyes. Fresh out the box, 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 eyes. Brand new this, brand new that, that. Brand new this, brand new that, that.
My confidence is up, my confidence is up. My confidence is up, my confidence is up. Fresh out the box, I can get what I wanna. Fresh out the box, I could get what I wanna. My confidence is up, my confidence is up. My confidence is up, my confidence is up. Fresh out the box, I could get what I wanna. Fresh out the box, I could get what I wanna. Let's discuss money, that I got plenty. Stagging out the store like I had 2 minutes. Fresh out the box, brand new this. Brand new house, brand new chick, yeah. Smart girl model, brand new chick, yeah. She don't think right. Brand new chick, fresh double dutchie, hand on the clutchie, MC Hammer, y'all can't touch me.
Fresh out the box, eyes. 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 Brand new this, brand new that, that. Brand new this, brand new that, eyes. Fresh out the box, 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 eyes. Brand new this, brand new that, that. Brand new this, brand new that. Fresh out the box, eyes. 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 Brand new this, brand new that.
Six Deep Entertainment.
I'm so fly, straight like that. I'm so fly, straight like that. Straight, straight like that. You don't want it. Lego. I'm so fly, straight like that. Catch me in the club in the booth with a bag. Six deep fitted with my chucks all black. Pocket full of green and my jeans all black. Restate me the beat. Fresh say snap. I'ma snap back on these niggas like hats. Eyes so low. Can't even see. I don't really care. Pass me the weed. Bone stank like a just farted. Walmart shown, but the coochie be the target. Better get your money while you worry about a hoe. Pull out the fire, I'ma light up the joke. Fighting by the show, they ain't never been me. Before my respect, I'm a D-I-E. Y'all so lame, L-A-M-E. I'm so L-I-V-E. Keep my cool, cause still got the heat. If an even got beef, Reese, put them in the grease. Getting to the money, that's what I was taught. If you beef on me, then it ain't my fault. I'm clean, straight like that. I'm so clean, straight like that. Check, check my swear, straight like that. I'm so fly, straight like that. Check, check my swear, straight like that. I'm so fly, straight like that. Check, check my swear, straight like that. I'm so fly, straight like that.
Tune into Miss Queen T, captain of Team Wet Wet, and my homegirl, Magasia, rhymes with Hannah Say. I know it's Magasia, but you know what I'm saying? I say Magasia with Hannah Say. You know what I'm saying? Baby powder in the left, Hennessy in the right. That's what it do. Hey, I'm next to blow.
It's your boy, Sippy Zone, and you're listening to Next to Blow Radio.
Next to Blow! Ready to rock, ready to go. Hey, y'all, hey, y'all, hello. You know it's Miss Queen T, I'm Magasia. Next to Blow, Mr. J.
Boy Crown Vic, and I am next to blow. Bang.
Hey, what up, everybody? That's the one and only Miss Queen T and Magasia. We got Magasia and myself on the line. Welcome to the Miss Queen T and Magasia show right here on Next to Blow Radio. What's up, Magasia?
Hey, T, what's going on?
Hey. You know, I'm excited for tonight. You know, got my computer fixed.
Oh my God, yo, oh, like, it's not even like, go there, yo. Oh, we had a panic attack earlier today. But we good, you know what I'm saying? We have a crazy-ass show and some great news to share with everybody, to all of our listeners, our family.
Definitely. Well, in the first part, I'm going to let Magasia go ahead and do her little thing and let her know how y'all can tune in, y'all can call in, and let everybody know who we got on the show tonight, Magasia.
What's good, everybody? It's your girl, Magasia. Welcome to the Miss Queen T and Magasia show here on Next to Blow Radio. Tonight we have a crazy, hot, hot show. We have our boy Turk, some hot boys coming through tonight. We got our boy Dizzy Ho straight from the Miami area going to be here tonight. It's going to be a crazy, crazy show. So you already know it's your first time tuning into the Miss Queen T and Magasia show. It will not be your last time tuning in. You already know you dial 718-664-9115. Make sure you press that 1 to go live. We are taking callers as they do come in one by one. And I'm proud to say tonight that we are on set of the new reality show called The Launch. It is a reality show about Miami promoters that your girl Magasia will be cast on. And I'm here live on set with the two producers, with all my other cast members here. And we're doing it to Blow Radio. Like, how cool is that?
Woohoo, that's major. That's how cool that is.
Yeah, that's definitely a major.
Definitely. definitely, like you said, make sure you guys press the one. Make sure you guys press the one if you guys are trying to go live with us at any time. So, again, thank you guys for coming through. And don't go nowhere. We're going to take these callers as they come in. We're going to get into the first caller from the 972 area code 824 calling you live. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hey, what it do? It's your boy, Dope Ass Music, No Asses, No C's, Mr. Googleable, Team No Filter, West Coast Bay Area stand up, a.k.a. Mr. Bing Me Bitches, a.k.a. Mr. Visa, a.k.a. Mr. Ziploc, a.k.a. Mr. Incredible, because I stay animated. What it do, Queen T, Emil Garcia, but it's really Magassia, rhymes with Hannah Say, congratulations.
Hey,
dope.
What's
good? Hey, man, nothing. You know what I'm saying? Showing the love, congratulations. You saying, you know, y'all ladies got big things. You know, I'm just trying to be like y'all when I grow up. That's it. I'm just trying to be like y'all. Except without the bras, panties, and shit. Just without the bras, panties.
I got so much stuff going on. You know, we definitely miss you. And I'm going to be in Cali next year. In June, we got to chop it up. I don't want to say too much on air right now, but just, like, text me after the show to let you know what's good. You know, I will be meeting you and seeing you in Cali in June next year. So tell me some major stuff happening.
Man, no doubt. Hey, but California's not big enough for both of us. I'm going to have to leave you down there in Southern California.
Listen. You already a Miami Heat hater anyway. We already want to be here in MIA, dog. So I'm going to be in your town in June. So I'm bringing my squad. You know what I'm saying? You know, we're going to do it back in the legit way.
Squad up, dude. Just want to squad up. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
Hey, man. But hey, I know y'all got a show to do. Say what?
Yo, your AKAs are getting so long, you're going to start running out of breath. You were like, AKA.
You know what I'm saying? I got long wind because you need two things. You got to be able to go down there for a long time on your chick. You know what I'm saying? You got to be able to stay in the booth forever.
Jesus.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying.
Oh, my God.
Only on your chick.
So you got to hold your breath and give your girl head? Is that what you're saying?
Hey, man, you got to go face in. You know what I'm saying?
Why you just can't hit the pussy, though? Why you
got to
hold your breath? Like, oh, no.
I mean, because, you can't stick your tongue all the way up in there if you're saying you can't hold your breath. Let me stop.
He must be thinking he's over on Sex After Dark from his chocolate.
Yeah, you're right. Let's do that to Miss Chocolate Show.
Hey, no doubt. Hey, I know y'all got a show to do, so let me get my promos out real quick, and then I'm going to go ahead and let y'all, get back to what y'all got to get back to. It's your boy, Dope Ass Music. I am the host of the No Filter Radio Show on Blast Your Thoughts every Monday where we go hamburger, hashtagging hamburger. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my folks at Blast Your Thoughts. You know what I'm saying? And my cousin, old Big Duke fan. Shout out to my man, Bugs Bazaar. Shout out to Queen T and Magassia. Y'all all the greatest. You know what I'm saying? And if y'all can, swag your boy up in that music mix. Just grab one and just throw it in the music mix. And it's Tadal. All
right.
Shout out to my homegirl Tadal. Hey, that's the cleanest line right there, boy. Shout out to Crush. Shout out to Crush and Miss Chocolate. You know what I'm saying? You know I love Chocolate, even though she don't like light skinned brothers. Sorry, Miss Chocolate. I still love you.
All right. Well, dope. I want to get into one of your tracks right now. So go ahead and we got Welcome to the Bay, What It Do. That's all we got right now. So
we're going to go to the Bay. Hey, shout out to everybody, you know what I'm saying, that supported the mixtape and also that supported the second mixtape. You know what I'm saying? This is Welcome to the Bay. Hey, Magashi, I need you to listen because, you know what I'm saying, you better be careful. Don't be coming to the Bay with all that Hollywood shit.
Don't be coming
with that LeBron shit. You know what I'm saying? You got to come with that real shit.
I'm going to wear my LeBron jersey.
Oh,
I'm
going to
bring my hat, too.
Good queen, yeah. Play the song.
Talk about that
LeBron shit.
Yeah. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm your DJ.
Hey, yo, what's up, world? It's your boy Smooth, a.k.a. The Voice of the Underground. I want you to sit back, relax, and enjoy the sounds of the California Mixtape. It's Coast to Coast Mixtapes, baby. Let's go.
Ripping the ones and twos with the hottest new joints. Coast to Coast Mixtape DJs.
What'd it do? BMG.
Yay!
Dope-ass music in the building.
I come on a scene so fresh and clean in a box top shelf, candy apple green. Stunting people out the driver's seat. Bay boys in the house, BMG. Dope, that's who I be. Keep the bay on my chest like Ebody. Keep a G-Body and extend the clip. Girls get sprung when I extend the Let me get it, watch me rip it. Food line, I want a meal ticket. Come for a visit, the show is exquisite. From the town to the rich, we swing them shits. Mobbing, keep the speakers throbbing. Keep mask on like Batman and Robin. Always robbing, girls always vibing. Old school smobbing, ducking and stroking. Sideshow Oakland, it's what we do. While yelling out, nigga, what it do? We act a fool, it's an attitude. You feel it when you hear this groove. Welcome to the bay where we swing and bang. Hit blocks on stock, chrome or go bang. Get that money up, gotta double up. Middle finger up, cause I don't give a what. Welcome to the bay where we swing and bang. Hit blocks on stock, chrome or go bangs. Get that money up, gotta double up. Middle finger up, I don't give a what. Gas, breaking, yoking. We're off from Oakland. Books on the mic, shut out to Rory for a minute. Gas, break this, the wheel. I soak Bezel Henny, I fall beyond ripped. I get good on the neck if we beefing. I'm feeling a little frog let these bullets through the leap and we to the bay, we split wings and dig, bring that pusher this way. Please, my niggas pack military artillery. You better fall back in the shade. You don't wanna feel the heat. You might as well go and let it swing. I be throwing up the knots, I'm doing the damn thing. I know you smell the rubber, I know you see the smoke. Sorta like the pussy out the real nigga pose. We upgraded from Buick to Sabres, the Benzins and Lax. We making that paper, but we still ride them like the scraper. Finger fucking the streets, keep the middle for you haters.
Welcome to the bay where we swing and bang. Hit blocks on stock, chrome or go bang. Get that money up, gotta double up. Middle finger up, cause I don't give a what. Welcome to the bay where we swing and bang. Hit blocks on stock, chrome or go bang. Get that money up, gotta double up. Middle finger up, I don't give a what.
Like Rello, salute heavy Chevy and TCTO.
I sound like Bling, and they be like, wow. I came up from nothing, and they be like, how? If you try to take it from me, then I be like, pow. Now they got me catching bodies like they hop up in the crowd. One hand sticking out, the other spinning on turbo. And I be going wow. DJ Inferno, you know what's going down, and you ain't gotta ask it. Fresh like pow, like I hop about the plastic.
I be like Bling, fresh like pow. I be like Bling, fresh like pow. My thing make the people go wild. Does my thing make the people go wild? I be like Bing, 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 pow. Fresh like Bing, 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 pow. Does my thing make the people go wild? Does my thing make the people go wild?
Hey,
Rello.
What up, news?
They want to know what the pow
means. They don't know what the pow means?
Hit them with the pow.
Baby, off subject. Word about the pal, it don't really mean nothing. Depend on how you use it, it could really mean something. You can power if she think it, you can power if she love it. The power's up to you. When you into the discussion, you can walk away and hit it with the powers that are cussing. I know what I do, I'm powerful discussing. You don't understand, then let news say something.
When I say pow, that don't mean I'ma shoot ya. Pretty boy swag, ugly like Restucia. Does my thing, and I whip it like Kunta. Hit her with the pow, have a finger like Luther. I be like Bean, and that's for my fans. Fresh like pow, I'm cooler than a fan. Jock my swag, boy, you better stop playing. I does my thing, make the people go ham.
I be like Bean, fresh like pow. I be like Bean, fresh like pow. Does my thing, make the people go wow. Does my thing, make the people go wow. I be like Bean, Bean, Bean pow. Fresh like Bean, Bean, Bean pow. Does my thing, make the people go wow. Does my thing, make the people go wow.
Hungry, so if y'all can't check the archive out from the show on Monday night, but tune in
every other Monday night, you know what I'm saying, going forward. My request, Queen, I need to hear that, you know what I'm saying, Wake Me Up With Your Mouth, A Little Rude, or you can throw in a Smart Guy, Chevelle. Those are my two requests, so, you know, get one of them out there, I'm happy.
All right, well, I'm going to probably have to play that Nasty song, too, because that, you know, because in case they don't remember who Lil Rue is, shout out to him for coming through and blessing Next to Blow Radio 6 at the Dirk last night. And I will get another Smart Guy Chevelle. We actually opened the show with Smart Guy Chevelle, but that's a fact.
The show. I make sure to keep the show hot tonight. I can't wait to hear y'all's interview with Lil Turk. I'm kind of excited to see what he's been working on since he's been off the scene.
All right. Thank you, Chocolate.
You're welcome, boo. My boos.
My booze? She said my booze, right? No, I'm kidding. Let me stop. Let's get into some more callers. Who is this calling from? It's like 314-296. Hello, guys. Who is this and where you calling from?
314-296. You know I'm calling from the Lou.
Hey, how you doing?
What'd you say your name was?
Hey, Netta.
Oh, that's Netta, boy. What's up, Netta? How you been?
I've been good. How have y'all been? I miss y'all.
We've been good.
We miss you too.
What's
happening?
You know, I'm always listening, and you know, I always got something smart to say. The usual.
Oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
It's all good. Keep it.
I ain't on no crazy stuff, though. I just was tuning in, listening to what y'all got going on. I was going to request Smart Guy Chevelle, too, but Miss Chocolate beat me to it. So I don't know if y'all have any GE music. If y'all do, go on and put that on that list, too.
All right, then. Okay. Well, I'm going to get into that. I'm going to get into that. And definitely thank you for tuning in. Don't hang up, okay?
All right, love.
All right, shout out to Netta in St. Louis tuned in. I'm actually trying to pull up Lil Rue real quick. I just want to play a little bit of this Nasty song real quick, and then we're going to get into Wake Me Up With Your Mouth. Yeah,
okay.
Shout out to Lil Rue. Makasia, do you remember who Lil Rue is? I have a question. Do you even remember who he is?
The name sounds very familiar, but I do not recall. Do we have him on the show as a caller?
Nope, actually. I'm gonna just play this song. I'm going to play part of his song that you should know him by, and then we're going to play one of his new tracks. So let's go ahead and get into this Nasty song right here. Shout out to him. He was on Sex After Dark with Miss Chocolate and Swab last night. Let's go.
Wake me up with your mouth.
Yeah, make a nigga wanna say
You wanna fuck with me, then girl, just get the sucky. Yeah, you know it ain't nothing. You gon' have me. I'm gon' be the. Every time we promise I'ma do it. Girl, let's get poppin'. What if I wanna have you moanin' when them panties droppin'? Girl, you know it ain't no stoppin'. I'm staying home. I promise, baby, ever I'm staying strong. Gonna get it on. Then we can go there. And I really wanna beat it from the back, pullin' on your hair. You know that it's fair. This ain't no losing ball. And if you want my love, then I'ma play you all shit like. Damn, girl, I'm so horny. The way you put it on me, what you do? Girl, I won't trade for nothing. You know that I love you. Cause they wake me up into my own. And we can do this every weekend. Damn, I love you, baby. We be freaking. Girl, we'll tear that thing apart, girl. But I would tear that thing apart, girl. I know that you like that. When I give it to her, she be right back. She be right back. Cause I be striking like I'm lighting. Playing with that kicker, I know you is so excited. You like, ooh. That don't do that. That is going deep. I'm all in you. I know that you love it. Early in the morning, won't you suck it? Baby, I'll wait till my own time. Then we can do this every weekend. And my love will wait till we be freaking. Baby, I'll wait till my own time. And Charlie, you know that I love it. But first you gotta suck, suck, suck. Can't wake me, I'll wait till my own time.
Most official site will be that pitch September 1st, dropping out with DJ Smalls. And then
tour bookings, again, he said y'all can hit him up on Twitter at LilRuSC305. So if you're looking to book LilRu, get him to a city or state near you, y'all make sure you hit him up on Twitter. Anybody in the Minnesota area that wants to book LilRu, y'all can get at your girl Miss Chocolate at FunGirlsENT on Twitter or at RnBAfterDark2013@gmail.com, and then we can get you connected with LilRu.
You know what I noticed? Casey and Chocolate, I was on Miss Chocolate's page the other day, and I saw Funny Girl. So I remember we had the Wednesday show. We had the young lady that had a song called Funny Girl. Did that inspire you, Miss Chocolate? Did that inspire you?
Yeah, I switched from at Miss Chocolate 86. So instead of being at Miss Chocolate 86, I'm going to be at Fun Girls ENT now, only because I have more followers, you know, on my personal page. And I don't too much use Twitter like that. So for business purposes, it just made more sense to make it a business page. So if y'all looking for your girl, Miss Chocolate, I am still on Twitter. Instead of at Miss Chocolate 86, it's at Fun Girls with two N's. And Uzi, no S's, no just one in, like Bad Boy Don't Jazz Music say, but it's FUNNGURLZ.
Do you have Instagram?
Yeah, we got Instagram too. So the Instagram is the same thing. It's at FUNNGURLZ on Instagram as well.
So let me tell you, I'm addicted to Instagram. Like, that's my life. Okay? Like, I don't do Facebook no more. I hardly touch Twitter, but I live and breathe Instagram.
And see, I'm the opposite. I live and breathe my Facebook, and because I don't have my Android phone no more, I'm barely ever on my Twitter or my Instagram. But I got a couple other people that do run our Twitter and Instagram, and she's pretty decent. She makes sure to post at least every single day. So I am there. Y'all still can connect with your girl, Chocolate. I am still on Instagram, at Miss Chocolate 86. You know, I just have not been active, but I'm working it out, get a new phone soon, I get back to my regular life.
Okay, just the regular life. I know that's right. I don't know. Queen T. Is
Queen T probably got a house pool again over there. You know, she is always the one.
Let me tell you, I call Miss Queen T at 6 o'clock in the morning this morning, right? And she was drinking liquor with you and some other people. Oh my God, they turned up over there.
We was up like, all night, listen.
They turned up.
We was kicking it last night, let me tell you. We ended up, you know, finishing the show, and then because of all the stuff that happened on the show last night, we had to do, like, a major recap, you know what I'm saying, to talk about everything that happened. Then I'm up to post it, a status talking about I'm sexually frustrated, and my inbox went ham. Do you hear me?
Wow.
Went ham. So we was up till 5 o'clock in the morning fucking around bullshit with people in my inbox.
All right, Chuck, thank you for giving out the information. Love you. Don't go nowhere, okay?
For sure.
Ms. Okay. T, do you have a 901 number, air code, on the switchboard?
Yep, I do. If that's
let's check
okay.
To see if that's our boy.
All right, 901. Kirk, is that you?
What it do?
Hi, who are we speaking with? Is this Kirk?
Yeah, this Kirk. What's happening?
Welcome. How are you doing tonight?
I'm cooling. It's a pleasure. What's up with y'all?
Chilling, Valby. I want to welcome you to the Miss Queen T and Magasia show. I am Magasia from Miami. And
I am Miss Queen T.
Miss Queen T.
Okay,
yes.
Okay.
Hello, Kirk. I'm Miss Queen T. Welcome to the Miss Queen T and Magasia show. I'm out here in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Welcome to the Next to Blow Radio as our guest tonight. Definitely appreciate you for stopping through. For y'all that don't know who Turk is, we're going to let him give his little introduction on his background. So, Turk, let everybody know who we got on the line right now.
Y'all already know, man, original hot boy, Young Turk, Wayne, DG, Juvenile, you know what I'm saying, bling, I need a hot girl, back that ass up, all that there, you know, Mr. Y and T in the building. You know, I'm home now, you know, it's hot right now. You heard me. I'm about to take over. Y'all already know what it is. Y'all saw the BMI.
Yeah, man. Yes, let me tell you, see, they had the BMI Awards the other day, and it was trending on Twitter. It was all over Instagram. The hot boys on stage. We had Juvenile. We had Turk. We had Maddie Fresh. All on stage, just, like, reuniting. It was crazy. And I had pictures. It was really, really nice.
Yeah, man. We about to you know, Wayne them on tour right now after the tour over, you know, we about to put some things in the box and cook up like gumbo and make some shake for the world.
Yes, Yes. Well, I mean, let's talk about the BMI Awards. I mean, how was it? Well, since you've been out, was that the first award show that you attended?
Yeah, that since I've been home, that's the first one I attended, you know, and that ain't going to be the last one. Since then, I got calls for a whole lot. I couldn't make it to the VMAs because I had two shows lined up in Michigan. So, you know, I missed that one. But, you know, like, I'm working and traveling. That's all I've been doing since I've been home. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, most definitely. I definitely know what you're talking about. So, being on stage with all the original Hot Boys, what was the feeling like? I mean, did you feel like blood, like the blood was rushing through your veins? Like, were you nervous? How was the feeling?
I was excited. You know, it was like, you know, it's like the first day I came home from prison when I was able to hug my wife, you know, and being able to be with my family. You know, it kind of felt second to that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't nothing like reuniting with somebody that you had love for, you know, and you've been away from so long. So it was a lot of emotions, and, you know, I'm quite sure that everybody felt those emotions, not just the audience.
Of course. I definitely understand. I also wanted to know, me and the fact that you guys were at the BMI Awards, what was the craziest? Well, I know they had media. I know they had press out there. Did anybody ask you any crazy questions, and if they did, would you like to share some of the questions here on the Civil Radio on the Miss Queen Tia Magasia show?
Nah, nothing wasn't crazy. You know, I think those crazy questions come when you carry yourself in a crazy way. You know, I'm highly on respect, you know, so when people ask me certain things, you know what I'm saying, I guess they know how to come to me. You know, I know how to carry myself, and even if they come in the wrong way, it's still going to end off respectful, you know what I'm saying? So it's nothing crazy, you know. Ask me what you want.
All right, cool. Let's see if you have questions for Kirk. I don't want to keep, like, going over you. Let's see if you're there. Okay, she's not there. All right, so I want to know, what is Kirk doing right now? Like, what should we expect in 2013 and 2014?
I mean, right now I got this hot single called It's Hot. You know, I just dropped it, about to shoot the rest of the video in New Orleans. I shot the first part of the video in Harlem when I was in New York Wednesday and Thursday. And I got my mixtapes out, Louisa Animals Volume 1 online mixtape. I got Blame It on the System out, hosted by DJ Holiday on LiveMixtape.com. Now I got a flock of videos on Worldstar. About to get into the reality show. You know, I ain't going to spill the beans too much, but, you know, y'all be expecting me to be on TV real soon. And, you know, I got my book coming out, The Autobiography of Turk, you know, which is a biopic of my life. You know, it's a movie. Like, everything that I'm doing, you know, everything being documented, I want somebody to see, you know, the life that I live and what I came from, so they can appreciate me more, you know.
Okay, most definitely. Like, I know, you know, it's been a rough couple of years for you. You know, we definitely miss you. We're happy that you're home with your family, and you have two beautiful, you know, twins. You know, shout out to your family, most definitely. Hopefully they're tuned in right now. You know, so now, what I want to ask you is, are you signed with Young Money, or right now are you independent?
No, I'm independent. I got Young and Thuggin. Young Money, Young and Thuggin. Cash Money, you know, it's all the same. Rich Gang, you know, we all get money together, you know what I'm saying? It's,
Okay, most definitely. And you said that you have your autobiography coming out. Do you have a release date for that yet?
No, I don't have a release date. You know, these publishers, there's so many of them coming at me right now, you know, and it's like the right deal I'm looking for. You know, my book is finished, you know, it's edited and everything, you know, it's filled with pictures. You know, my lifestyle from the beginning to the end, I say Genesis to Revelation, you know, and it keep on going. There's going to be a whole lot of good stuff in it, you know, things that people going to put together and be like, okay, that's why this happened. Now I see why that happened, you know. I'm just being very truthful in my book. So at the time when I release it, it's going to be a right time. It'll be released this year.
You said you're doing a book? Yeah.
Yeah, I got a book called The Auto Thug Eye for Turk. I have released our publishers released some snippets of it, you know, some what they call it, some excerpts. They released some excerpts. They floating around somewhere. You probably could catch some on CatRunningTheQueen.com and different blogs if you Google Turk excerpts, you know, and you could catch a little scoop of the book. But yeah, it's coming real soon.
Okay, so you're now tuning in. You are now tuning to Miss Quincy Magasi. So we have a boy, Turk, here live with the interview with us. Make sure you press 1 if you want to talk to Turk or myself or Miss Quincy. And yeah, we're just definitely going in right now. I mean, hey, are you? Okay.
I mean, yeah, definitely. We can. You want to get into some callers?
Yeah, let's get into some calls. I see the switchboard lineup right now. Some people want to definitely ask Turk some questions, so definitely get excited.
Okay, well, first and foremost, I'm going to get into this caller. I know she want to ask a question. We're going to get into Miss Chocolate again. What's up, Miss Chocolate? Back to the question.
Yes, sir. What's up, y'all? How you doing? Starting good to hear you back on the scene.
For sure. What it do?
All right, so I got a question for you. I'm also a host on Lexible Radio. I got the Monday night show for Captain Dark. And my question is this. I want to know, where's your mind frame at right now? So you just came home from going to bed, you know what I'm saying, and you got a lot of hunger in you, you know, and that's where a lot of artists come back on the scene and they have that hunger. So what is your mind frame other than that hunger? What do you hope to accomplish within this next, you know, like we got to say, 2017 or 2014? Like, what is your ultimate goal right now that you have to accomplish?
I mean, you know, it's God first, man, the second, then me. You know, I accomplish something every day. You know, I'm proud at where I'm at. And, you know, I just push forward. I do it for the people. You know what I'm saying? I just want to give away good music and let people know that, you know, you can overcome things that you go through in your life. And my life is a living testament. You know what I'm saying? I done been through so much. I just want to show the world that, you know, you can have a second chance and you can be successful no matter what you go through in your life. You know what I'm talking about?
So with your project, can we expect that wild young boy that we all remember, or are we gonna get more of a mature but still?
And Mr. Young and Thuggin, Mr. Young and Thuggin. It's going to be Mr. Young and Thuggin. So I'm Young and Thuggin, but I'm grown up. You know, I got to do it with the old and the new. You know, it's like a new sound what I'm bringing to the table. You know, I'm still doing what I do, but at the same time, you know, I'm grown up now. I can't stay young. You heard me?
Right.
You
heard me. Well, thank you. I appreciate y'all. Thank you, Queen of Magasi, for letting me ask my questions, and I appreciate y'all for having Turk on the show. Turk, keep grinding, keep working, baby boy, because it's your time to take over. Like I told Lil Rube yesterday, when you take that break and when you come back, that's when you can show your growth and your development, and that's when people will respect you a whole lot more.
For sure. Well, you definitely. Make sure you follow me and my family on my Instagram at Turk_Emani, EMANI.
For sure. You make sure to follow back.
Yes, follow back. He's good at that. He's definitely good at that.
Yeah, I'm a follow back, and I want to also let people know that my verified Twitter page was hacked. You know, they got some smart nerds out there, man. They got in my business, and they hacked my page. I guess they say, man, Turk, he coming home and he doing too much, so we got to slow him down.
Crazy.
And they hacked my Turk, Mr. YNT. I just had got my blue check on it, so I had to start back, you know, how Twitter do that verification. They see a lot of people mentioning you, and you saw it after, then they'll verify you. So, you know, I guess that I have to start that process over. But I got Hot Boy Turk 32. Now, that's my new Twitter page, and it's official. It's just not verified yet, but everything is certified. That's the official Twitter page now, Hot Boy Turk 32.
All right, great. Awesome, awesome, awesome. And I love your accent. Oh, my God. Like, Hermit. Like, I love that. I love it.
For sure.
Oh, man. All right. Well, definitely. In case they didn't hear you before, what is your Instagram? So our listeners can definitely send you a follow.
Y'all make sure y'all follow that Instagram, because I think my Instagram is like a 15 to 20 second movie of my life. I can meet my twin, my wife, you know, my movements in the studio, everything that I do, you know, everything is, I do it for the fans. I want them to know who I am. And that's at Turk_Emani, EMANI. Get at me.
Yes,
I follow back if you're talking right.
And it's crazy, he's team dark skin, so you already know. And his wife is so beautiful. His friends are, he's team dark skin. Yes, yeah, see you guys.
Well, I'm just gonna get my mic set. But okay, let's get into another caller. The 912-507. You're live, caller. Who is this, and where you calling from?
What's up? This is Jock, Ralphie Gang from Savannah, Georgia. You feel me?
Yo.
Hi, how are you?
What's up?
How you doing? Do you have a question for Turk?
Yes, I got a question for Turk. I want to know, if I'm a music producer, actually, I want to know if there was somewhere I could, like, send some beats to him or, like, send an open song for a verse with a feature or something.
Man, you know you got your money right. We can get that verse on. You know you always can submit your music if it's packaged right at ynt.beats@gmail.com.
I heard that. Money right. We really need a feature. Savannah really messing with you since you came home, bro.
We need to get it in then, you know what I'm saying? You gotta spend money to make money, man. I am money, so you know you ain't gonna regret it, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, you right.
Yeah, we gonna win, man. I think I'm the hottest nigga smoking right now, since Kendrick Lamar said what he said. You know, I'm the realest nigga in the game. These niggas need to get real, you know what I'm talking about? Yeah, I feel like a nigga ain't realer than me. I ain't about spitting balls, you know what I'm saying? I spit real life, blood.
And I feel just how you feel on the producing side, you feel me? So we put our heads together. I really believe you can make something happen.
For sure, let's get it, man, real life.
Oh my gosh. Shout out to you. Thank you so much for calling in. Let's get into another caller from the 404 area code 784. You live from the person where you call up from.
Yeah, shout out to Hot Boy Turk. Shout out to the host.
What it do, G?
Man, everything love, man. You know, blood shit, like you say back in the day, Hot Boy shit.
For sure, you already know it's hot, man. You know what I'm talking about?
It is
Glock,
hot.
Cop, my Glock, my watch, the drop, is all hot.
It is hot, and that's one of the hottest songs 2013. They're not ready for it, man, but they
man,
better
I'm
be prepared
you.
To be aware.
I'm telling you, man, I'm so hot, I'm about to ball over. Can't touch me without a pot holder.
Yeah.
If it ain't about the money, get a cold shoulder. Got more work than a school folder. I'm telling you, that shit there, man, we gonna close out 2013. It ain't no song better than that right now, man. You know what I'm talking about? Wait till that video hit MTV. It about to take off.
Real shit. It ain't no secret, Hot Boy Turk, man. Man, it's just a blessing to hear you in the flesh, man. I wouldn't have thought that this day would have been able to take into fruition. You know, you want to show the game, if not the realest breathing. In the game, you know, and that's
for sure, man. I appreciate that love, man. I'm gonna keep it going.
I
salute the struggle. That's what I do it for.
And I dig it, and I completely understand. One of the only artists that really reach out and interact with his fans that I'm aware of, you know.
Yeah,
that's why they
try to shut my Twitter down. Right? I was making too many moves, and I was feeding the people. I was spending on the phone with them. You know what I'm saying? I'm direct. I'm sending them songs for their email. I'm really interactive. So these people try to hack me. They try to stop me, but I bounce back in the next 2 days, and I open something up. And you know what I'm saying, man? We still pushing. Ain't nothing gonna stop me here.
Absolutely, still doing it. Still thugging. You know,
still thug, taking hard shit, using God's gift in spite of negativity. That's the acronym, man. Post it up.
Man, yes, sir. In spite of negative tone, man. Reckless is one of the deepest songs I done heard, man. And I still bang all the mixtapes that you recently came out with. From Louisiana Animals, the Blame It on the System. You know, I still got my old Hot Boy shit, my old Young and Thug and Turk shit from when I was in high school, 01.
Uh-oh.
You know,
for sure,
down,
G.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
Lord,
for
man.
Sure.
This is just such a beautiful thing. Just seeing the historic moment when you was in New York City, reunited with your Cash Money family on stage, still rocking like it was 99, 2000 and shit. I was like, wow, that's just love right there. I couldn't believe I was seeing that because it's just, you know, all the negativity on the internet, you know, they try to break away. Families up and shit and don't really know what's going on in history and just make it seem like it's impossible, like it can never happen. But you know,
for
you
sure, man. Well, we all hood, you know what I'm saying? Everything good,
oh,
man. I already saw what it was. That wasn't no green screen. It was for real.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Me and you and Wayne up there doing Hot Girl with something else, man. That was something else,
yeah,
man.
I don't think they put that footage out, but me and Wayne performed that together at the BMIs. You know, I believe they holding back. They probably trying to sell that footage.
Yeah, that's I see it. I only was able to catch it on Instagram.
So they got that footage. You know, we the song, I Need a Hot Girl, like we used to do, you know, side by side with each other, you know. But I don't, I ain't see that footage surface yet, so I don't know if they trying to sell this footage, you know what I'm talking about, or what. I don't know. You know I don't vlog it.
I already know homeboy. They trying to keep it under the water and they're trying to keep it under the surface. They want that. They want to sell that. They want to make a meal off of that one right there. They know that time is priceless right there.
For sure.
But I just wanted to ask if you are currently still in communication with Hot Boy BG.
Oh, yeah, man. You know, we on the call link. You know, we talk on the email, man. It's all love. Free BG till you hit the streets.
Free BG. That's how we're going to end it, man. It's a blessing. Turn
straight like
stay
that.
Up, man. You know, God bless you and your family, your lovely wife and your children, man. Stay thugging.
Thugging.
Yeah. All right. Shout out to them. All right, then. Like, do you want to take a couple more callers, or what you want to do? Let's take one more call, and then we're going to get into his track, and then we can get the feedback off of it. Okay, let's get into the 502 area code, 296, call your live. Who is it, and where are you calling from? I'm calling from Louisville, Kentucky. How are you?
What's up, Hot Boy Turk, man? What's going down?
What it do, G?
Man, cooler, man. I remember y'all boys used to come to the city, man, hit up Victory Park. It was way back in the G when Hot Boy Chili was with you.
Yeah. I was locked up with a couple of your homeboys from that way, you know what I'm talking about? My name is Squirrel. We was in the...
Okay, cool. I was a young nigga back then, but I was around, man. I just hit you on Insta, man. You got to follow me. Come fuck with me. I got the bread. I want you down here. Hey.
Let's get it, G. It's all hood.
Man, look, I play pro ball, football and shit. My name's Antonio Dishman on Instagram. Get at me ASAP, man. I've been getting at you, man. Holler at me.
All right, G.
Hey, man, but you stay right. Blessed, man. Enjoy it, man. That's all I wanted to do is rap with you.
All right, homie.
All right, baby.
All right. Don't hang up. Shout out to you for calling in. And shout out to everybody calling in. I see the callers are coming in real heavy. And you guys are just not tuning in. You guys are tuned in to the Miss Queen T and Magasia show on Next to Blow Radio. This is how we do it every Tuesday. Tonight we got Turk on the line right now with us. So definitely don't go nowhere. We're about to get into this track. So, Turk, go ahead and introduce this It's Hot track for everybody.
I'm so hot, I'm about to ball over. You can't touch me without a pot holder. Hot, man, y'all already know what it is. It's hot. You block the cops, my Glock, the drop, my watch is all hot, man. Let's get it.
I wish a nigga test me. Hand number two, and I got on stage. Take a forecast, make it rain on day. Didn't wear Louis, but my swag on me.
Harlem nigga, you know what I'm talking about, man. Shout out to Harlem, DJ Thoreau. He said, man, I got a hot track for you. And to be honest, when he first sent me that track, I was like, man, what the fuck I'm gonna write today? You know what I'm saying? It was a New York track. And I was like, man, shit, well, I did my research, you know, I Googled. To be honest, I was inspired by Mim's song. He had a record called This Is Why I'm Hot. So I was kind of inspired to write that record, you know what I'm talking about. And that's what I came up with, man, and it came out hot. And I'm talking about it's on Hot 97, you know, B100 Radio, all the blogging radios, you know what I'm saying? It's all over right now, you know, the radio stations that be politicking, they starting to pick it up, you know, the DJs in the club playing it, you know, and of course my fans, friends always never shaded, they've been playing that shit so much on the internet. It's going crazy. That song out of here. That's a hit. That's a banger. All the kids singing on the slide boards and shit. You heard me?
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. And I
like that you say, you know, it's quite a little bit, but this is why I'm hot. Because shout out to Mims. Mims is actually the one that got me, Miss Queen T, in this whole music industry a couple years ago.
Yeah.
So he's real humble. Real dude. He's real humble dude. So.
You know what I'm talking about? Because when he came with that song, I believe I was locked up. You know, that This Is Why I'm Hot. And I saw a vision. I was like, damn, I need to be on that remix. You know what I'm talking about? So maybe, you know, it'll turn back around. I fuck with Mel. Shout out to Mel, man. You know what I'm talking about?
Yep, definitely. I have to link you guys up on Twitter or something like that.
For sure. Let's get it. Tell them to follow my Instagram, Turk_. I'll shoot them my email and we'll change.
Definitely.
All right, good.
But yeah. So, what kind of advice would you give to another upcoming artist that's new to the game that you know, trying to test their feet on, you know, trying to basically do what you're doing in the music industry right now?
Know your work, stand for your work. You know, don't give up. When people say, you know, no, you know, what I'm talking about everybody that say no. You gotta go hard. You know, sometimes you gotta grind before you shine. A lot of people don't understand that. You know, everybody feel like my situation, I came home, you know, ain't nobody was reaching out at first. Now a lot of people reaching out because they see my grind, now they won't ride the wave. You just gotta be aware and know your business, know your self worth. You know, no amount of dollars. Just stay determined and you're gonna find a way.
Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Oh, I thought my call had dropped. I'm sorry. That's what's up. I definitely agree with that.
Let's go ahead and get into a couple more callers and see what the callers got to say. You guys are trying to go live with myself, Miss Queen C. Magasia, and our guest, Kirk, on the line. Make sure you guys press the 1. I repeat, press the 1. It'll let you guys know you guys are trying to go live with us. So we're going to get into this, a caller from the 228 area code, 228-261. Caller, you're live. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Yeah, it's Kane. I'm calling from L.A., Los Angeles, California, but I'm from Gulfport, Mississippi.
What's up, Doc?
Hey, how are you?
Yeah, yeah. What's going on, man? I called a holler at Terry, man. I called you like a couple months ago, man. You was on your another radio station, bro. I just want to, you know, top it up with you, let you know congratulations on your twins, first and foremost. And, man, it's a good thing to see you come home and really pushing that YNT movement, bro. I really like that movement, you heard me?
You already know, Young and Thug and All or Nothing, man. YNT, we all gonna eat. YNT Empire, where visions get inspired. I do it for the people. I salute the struggle. You heard me?
Okay.
Already, my nigga. I respect that and I respect the grind, bro. First and foremost, believe that, bro. Hey, you did your thing at the little BMI Awards, too, man. You,
yeah.
Dude, oh,
it's
yeah,
hot.
Man, I seen y'all on stage on the clip, man. Hey,
man, that song
will
make a favor,
bro.
Man. It's hot. I'm gonna close this year out. And remember, I told you that, man, this record about to be the biggest record, man, that been dropped in this quarter. Trust me.
Man, that's the business, man. That's what's up, bro. I mean, out here in L.A., bro, they don't really play that down south shit. You hear me? Like, where we from that way? Mississippi, New Orleans, and all in the area. Slidell and shit. They don't, you know, I don't really get y'all music out here, so it's like I got to really go online and really, you know what I mean, look y'all up to really see what's new or what's really, you know
what
I mean, going
on. And that's
what
you got to do, you know what I'm talking about? But since you say that, you know, I got people on the West Coast, you know what I'm saying, about it, man. We about to tag in and pull it off and make things work, you know what I'm saying, where it be plentiful, man. You know?
Man, for sure. Hey, I'm following you on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and all that. So when y'all got
hey, make sure you follow not that hack Twitter page. I'm hopping on Turk 32. Now they hacked that Turk, Mr. YNT. They try to shut me down because they say I'm fucking with the people too tough. You hear me?
Yeah, I seen that old bullshit.
Yeah, they trying to shut me down, man. You know, hey, you got to watch these niggas, man. Like, they be like, damn, man, we got a real nigga that hit the block. We got to shut him down. We got to move him out of the way. But, you know, my people, man, they so loyal to me. You know, soon when I made the announcement, they shot a couple Instagram videos. You know, they got on board, man, you know what I'm saying? And we just, man, same niggas who with me at the bottom going to be with me at the top, man. My friend, I don't want
to
never shade. I don't call
him saying,
let it be. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, already. I could dig it, you heard me? I could dig that.
Yeah, we in it together, man. You know, it's us against them. That's what it's going to be, you heard me? We on our way to the top, dude. Can't not stop it. It's God, then.
Already. Ain't nothing going to stop it, you heard me? Now blame it on the system, you heard me?
Blame it on the system. We can't win, we losing, but we going to keep on pushing. Forward like Barack.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. I respect that. Man. You know what I'm saying? I respect, man. I salute you, my nigga. For real. As an older adult, somebody I really look up to, my nigga. Real nigga shit, bro. I do.
For sure, G. You already know, man. I'm going to keep it real. It's not a drill. You know, I'm gonna stay true to who I am, man. And that's 1,000%. You know, I can't change for you know, that's just me, man. I keep this shit.
Already, man. Well, shit, I'm going to let y'all get back to doing y'all thing, bro. You continue to do your thing, bro. You stay focused, man. And like I say, congratulations on your twin, dog.
For sure, G. Appreciate your time, man.
For sure, already. Respect.
All right.
Let's get into the 305-785. Caller, you're live. Who is this and where are you calling from?
What's good? This Pat, man.
What it do?
What's up, man? How you doing?
Hey, Tyler, shout out to Magasia, man. Shout out to Magasia. Shout out to Queen T. Shout out to Turk, man. What's going on, Turk?
Now I'm thugging, man. You already know what it is with me. You hear me?
Hey, man. First of all, man, I want to congratulate you on getting out, man. So I'll say I see you on the streets. You're doing your thing. But I got one question, man, I got to ask. Just one, dog.
What's up,
so
G?
I don't know, you know, why you was in the, you know, did any of them boys show you any love, you know, like Wayne and them? You know what I'm saying? Are you still fucking with them? You know what I'm saying? What's going on with that?
You must ain't see the BMI award.
No, I ain't see it, tell you the truth.
Man, you got to go on my Instagram and they're going to answer that question, Turk_Imani. If you can't find it, it's E-M-A-N-I. That's how you spell Imani. I know you know how to spell Turk underscore Imani. And you'll see all the proof in the pudding, man. You know what I'm talking about? We ain't got to talk about that no more.
Oh, I got you. I got you. All right, cool.
Yeah.
All right. Garcia, you want to? I know. Yep. Turkey probably busy and stuff. Got a lot of callers,
yeah,
but.
Nah, we good. Uh-huh. We good. I ain't doing nothing. What's up?
Okay. let's take a few more callers to see if anybody wants to talk to Turk, and then we go ahead and go to our next interview with Busy Ho in like 10 minutes.
Okay. So if you guys are trying to, like I said, if you guys are trying to go live with Turk or myself, or Magasia, make sure you guys press the 1. I see all the people pressing 1, so make sure you guys press the 1 if you guys want to get your chance to speak to Turk. We're going to take a couple more callers, so kind of, you know, keep them a little short and, you know, or whatnot, so we can get everybody in here. So let's go ahead and get into the 612-886 calling in live. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hey, what's happening? What's happening?
Whoa, now.
Hey, what's happening, hot boy Turk? What's up with it? What's up, Mr.
McGowan? What's happening?
Hey, see, man. Hey, you know, man, see, you know, shit, I'm from the South, so, man, you know, I grew up on your shit, man. You, Wayne, Juvie, you know, the Gorilla Hot Boy, the regular hot boy, you know what I mean? That Young
yeah.
and Thug in it. Hey,
all or none.
Hey, but, see, my question is, man, you know, shit. Like, man, what we got to do to get you up on the track? What's
man,
the,
you know what I'm saying?
That's brain,
right, nigga? You got to have that shit back in less than 48 hours. It get out of here all year.
Hey, see, the bread stay scrap, y'all know what I mean? See,
well,
hey.
Look, check this out. Man, get at me on my email, you know what I'm talking about? Holler at me on bookings for Hot Boy Turk, bookings with an S, the number right. 4. HotBoyTurk@gmail.com. You know what I'm saying? If you bought that bread, man, you know, I'm going to call you direct. I ain't going to send you through no booking agents or none of that. I'm going to call you
already.
You don't have a business strength like that. We can do WesternUnionGreen.com, nigga, wire to the bank. However you want to do it, just send it.
Oh, man, you know, it's all love, man. You know, shit, man, we fuck with Big Wayne from Badass NT.
Yeah,
we
that's my
with,
guy. I just did. Matter of fact, he just produced Start a Ride with me and my YNTO niggas. You know what I'm saying? My young niggas taking over. I got a group out here in Memphis and New Orleans and Atlanta. You know, the Young Down South Wu-Tang type shit. You know, but they on some gutter street shit. I fuck with Big Wayne, man. Badass.
Yeah.
Track like you know, all that thing.
Yeah, man. Hey, man, you know, you ask him about Trevor T, man, he'll tell you everything 100, man, you know what I mean? Because, shit, we about business, you know what I mean? We ain't with the BL, we like to make shit happen, you know what I mean?
Well, let's
like
get it then, nigga. You shit, we don't even need to talk on this phone, shit.
Already.
We need to be on another call. You're, shit, hit
already.
Me up. Bookings,
right.
Bookings with an S for hotboyturk@gmail.com, man. Send your number, man. Let's get it. All right.
I'm finna hit you up right now.
IG.
Thank you, Trouble T, for calling in. Shout out to Trouble T. He out here in my city, too. So let's go ahead and get into another caller from the 612-823-612. Caller, you live.
Hello.
Area code
live on air.
Yeah.
Yo, caller, who is this? Where are you calling from? Who?
Yo.
Yo. 612-823, you're live.
Guess they don't want to talk.
They scared. Okay. All right, well, we're going to get into another caller there from this 912-507. Caller, you're live.
Where are you calling from?
Bro, Savannah, this is me again, man. Ralphie Game. I just had one more question for Turk, you feel me?
What's up, Nate?
Go ahead.
I was trying to see what that email address was. I'm about to send like 6 beats to you.
ynt.beats@gmail.com.
For sure, man. Just stay up, keep your head up. Any advice for any upcoming artists?
Let's get it, nigga. Holler at me.
All right. Okay. shots on my switchboard right now. All right, let's try to get one more caller.
Okay.
Huh? One more caller. 202.
Well.
202. That's DC, huh?
You're live.
202.
Hey, how you doing,
sir?
Yo, what a dope. That's DC, huh?
Hi, DC. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing? Turk, I just want to congratulate you first on the twins and your success and coming home to such, you know what I'm saying, wonderful everything. My question was basically, I guess when coming home, after being kind of gone out of the game for, you know, well, not too long, but for a while.
A decade, shit, that is long.
Yeah, I don't want to say, but yeah, exactly.
That's long, a decade.
I guess, as you know, as far as being an artist, the sound of music eventually it changes, and I think within the past decade, music has changed, and the style has changed, the audience has changed. Did you ever have any? I wouldn't say you doubt yourself, but did you ever have any doubts? I guess, or did you have to maybe switch up your style, or when coming out as far as music? Did you ever?
You know, we creatures of habit, so I had to adapt to my environment, and that was my environment. You know, I didn't go too far overboard with changing, but I had to adapt. I'll say that, you know what I'm saying? And that's how I came up with this banger, you know what I'm talking about? So, I mean, once you get one good hit, once you get a hit, I mean, you could do whatever you want to do, you know what I'm saying? You could go back to doing it how you want to do it, but sometimes you got to bend the rules a little bit, and, you know, I had to adapt. So, you know, with this record, this is hot record, go check it out. If you haven't, you could go on my Instagram and click the link, you know what I'm talking about, and be the judge for yourself.
Yeah, I checked it out. It sounds real good. Really, really good. Very proud of you. Are there plans on, I guess, an album or anything soon? I wasn't able to catch the whole show, so I'm not sure if anybody else asked
the
question already.
Yeah, the album coming, Reflame. That's the album. Right now, you know, I got the two mixtapes on live, mixtape, Blame It On The System, Louisa Animal. You heard that Zippy yet with me, Wayne Juve, and BG on it?
No, I haven't. What's the name of it?
So you gotta go check all that out. You know, I dropped two mixtapes when I came home. One called Louisa Animals, Volume 1.
I did download that one.
And one called Blame It On The System. Yeah, you go download it and check them out.
Okay,
yeah. Well, you need to go listen to that Zippy. You know what I'm talking about? We talking about them snitches on there.
Okay, I definitely will check that out. And shows, anytime, you know, are you going to be torn or doing,
I've been in Baltimore,
you know,
that's close to D.C. We're shooting a video, you know what I'm saying, up there next week. So, you know, I just come from New York and Detroit. I've been traveling Atlanta, New Orleans, Florida, Miami, Jacksonville, Fort Myers. You know, since I've been home the same time as my baby's born. You know what I'm saying? I mean, the same age as my baby, that's how long I've been, probably about another month and a half after. You know what I'm talking about? So, you know, that's just what it is. But it's all good, though.
Okay. All right. Well, and I just wanted to congratulate you, too, on the BMI Awards. I did see some of it. I do follow you on your page, so I did watch some of the videos and actually people who were there who hashtagged it. And I got to see
my video is like a movie, huh?
Yeah,
I keep those things exclusive. I know people watching, they won't see that shit. So, you know, I try not to hold back. I want to give y'all what I'm seeing. You know, that's why I keep it the way it is. You know, hope I ain't giving out too much. You know, but everything is real. It ain't nothing scripted. You know what I'm talking about?
Definitely.
Right,
and that's
you,
good. I appreciate
you so
that.
Much. Thank you so much for calling. Don't hang up. Okay?
Okay, no problem.
All right, great. Ms. Quincy, are you there? Ms. Quincy, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Sorry, my phone keep muting. I apologize. But, yeah, shout out to everybody that called in to talk to Turk tonight. We definitely appreciate it. We apologize to anybody that didn't get their chance to speak to Turk. But, Magasa, do you have any questions you want to get out there before we finish the last few questions?
Pretty much I just want to let everybody know how they can book him for any shows or for any features. Is there a direct number or is there an email we need to contact if you want to book Turk?
Yeah, if you want to book Turk, get at me at bookings with an S, the number 4, hotboyturk@gmail.com. And y'all can call 4479-80197. You know, that's 4479-80197. Ask for Johnny and he'll make it happen. You know what I'm talking about? Y'all make sure y'all follow me on Instagram, Turk_Imani, EMANI,
is how you spell Imani. Follow me on my new Twitter since the other one was hacked at HotBoyChurk32. And I do talk back. Ain't no publicist taking care of none of that for me. I do it myself. Let you free BG.
All right. Well, we definitely want to say thank you so much for coming through to the Miss Queen T and Magasi show here on Next to Blow Radio. You're welcome back at any time.
I appreciate y'all. I appreciate y'all playing that record Next to Blow. You know what I'm saying? We going to blow together like Nitro. Let's get it.
Hey, sorry. We'll do some radio drops.
Let's get it. What you want on live? I can make that happen now. Pray for call.
No, I'm going to send a drop script. And whenever you're back in the studio, just go ahead and
send me a drop script, and, you know, I'll make it happen. You'll have it ASAP. Just send me a drop script.
I got the email.
So, you know, let me make it happen. And anytime y'all need me to get on the show, you know what I'm saying, just holler at me, holler at my people, and, you know, we'll make it happen. I'm going to keep sending them exclusives to y'all.
Definitely. That's hot. But again, thank you so much. And again, make sure you guys follow. Go ahead and give us your Twitter and stuff like that one more time, because I know you say you got hacked.
Don't
so
follow
Turk,
Mr. Brian T, because that page is hacked by somebody that's a nerd and real boring. Follow HotBoyTurk32. That's my new Twitter page. You know, follow me on Instagram, Turk_Imani. E-M-A-N-I is how you spell Imani. And y'all already know, if y'all won't book me, call 447-980-197 or bookings with an S and a Hot Boy Turk. Let's get it. Free BG again. I got to end it with that.
All right,
then. We appreciate you.
All right, then. Magasi, we're going to get into that next interview. I just want to bring a caller real quick before we get into Dizzy Ho. I want to go ahead and bring in the 763 real quick, 225. Caller, who is this?
The one only black, what it do?
What up, Black? How you doing? I know you got some promo you want to put out there, and then I want you to bless our ears with some vocals real quick.
Not a problem. This is the one only black. I'm from Chicago, Minneapolis, Minnesota. St. Paul is my new home. Got a new project coming out. They play me on KMOJ all the time. They're going to play me on Next to Blow all the time real soon. And new album coming out next month, Black Vinyl. You can catch me on every Thursday at Arnella's. I'm at the Rob on Tuesday. Find me on YouTube, The One Only Black, one word. Same thing as Facebook. I'm here, man. How you doing, Queen?
I'm good. Well, first of all, I want to introduce you to Magasia. This is my other half for radio. And, you know, it's the Miss Queen T and Magasia show. So, definitely Magasia. This is Black. You know, I've been doing a lot of shows with him out here.
How are you, sweetheart?
I'm good. How are you, Black?
I'm good. I guess I get to serenade you, huh, before we meet each other. That's some cool shit, huh?
Oh, my. That's some great shit.
All right. Once again, this is the one only Black. I'm just going to do this real fast for you. This is going to be the first thing that you hear once the Black Vinyl come out. It'll be out next month. It's going to be at Urban Lights. It's going to be a Digital City only for a couple of months. And we'll take it from there. So here we go.
For you, I'll sacrifice anything. For you are my everything. Now with you in my life, you seem to bring a smile to my face. So for me, you'll do many things. So to me, that means that you are the one that I adore, and I will sacrifice for you. Thank you.
Thank you. I like that. That was so sexy. I love it. Thank you so much.
Can you say to me
every night, though? Like, can I get your number? Ooh. Sure. 555. No, I guess. You can get it for Queen.
Yes, Queen. Give me his number. Oh, my God. I love what a flirt. Hello.
Yeah, flirt makes music. Flirt makes songs, man. Flirt makes songs.
Yes. My number for real. I'm not even playing on the real.
Okay, crazy. Oh, Lord. What did I do?
Yeah, that's like, hey, so all you got to do, just Facebook me is THEONELYBLACK. It's one whole word, the one only black. And we'll take it from there. We can be friends.
Okay, cool.
I
like that. That's cool. That's cool. You know, we got started friends. You know, then we get to love each other. All right.
Just joking.
Okay.
Okay, thank
Don't
you
be
so much,
Trevor,
Black, for calling
Trevor.
All right, Black, thank you so much for calling in. Hold up, don't go nowhere. Definitely don't go nowhere. All right, then. We're going to get into this next part of the interview tonight, our second interview of the night, Magasia. We're going to bring him in right now. Dizzy House?
Yeah, what's going on? What's going on, ladies? Everybody at the next floor, what's going on, Pete?
Hey, Dizzy, how you doing?
I'm great. How you doing?
I'm doing awesome, dude. Awesome. Welcome to the Queen T Magasi show.
It's always a pleasure, always a pleasure. Hey, Miss Queen T.
Hey, Dizzy. Oh, I have a question for you.
Oh, man. All right,
hit me. Okay, well, first and foremost, before we get into this interview, I know you got, like, your own T-shirts and stuff like that, and I want my own T-shirt so I can, you know, so I can wear that. So,
in Minnesota.
See? Yeah, I'm out here
that's
in Minnesota.
What
so. All right, you can mail it to me. Give it to Magasia. I'll give her, she know my address, or... You know, she can mail it to me, or you
say,
I'll give you my address.
Of course, of course.
Me personally.
Please say no more.
Of course.
I'm with Dizzy right now on the set of the lounge, right? So I'm going to go to his crib. I'm going to get a shirt for you, and I'm going to put in the mail for you tomorrow. For that. It's a done deal.
Oh, that's so sweet. Oh.
you got like pink T-shirts?
Pink T-shirts?
No.
Not yet,
Let me tell you how it looks, Miss Queen T. There are black tees, right? And the words are white. It says Dizzy Ho, and they got a scary little white guy on there with dreads.
Yeah,
you know,
He's not white.
Yes. He's white.
He's not white.
And,
like, he's like a little roster, you feel me?
He's like a little roster
with the dread.
Yes, he's like a little monster. Correction. A little monster, right?
Okay.
And it got dreads.
Oh, no, that's my little homie.
Long dreads.
That's my little
homie.
Oh, my God.
Right.
I might be scared.
Yes.
I might scare.
Yes,
I might scare.
Oh, yeah, but
most
definitely.
Like,
Don't sleep in the shirt, though.
All right.
Yeah, nightmare.
All right, so Dizzy Ho, let everybody know who you is, where you from, and how you got your name Dizzy Ho, and what does it mean?
All right. It's your boy Dizzy Ho. I'm calling out of Dade County, Miami, Florida. 305 or whatever you want to call it. You feel me? On planet Earth, for some people that be up in Pluto and shit, being all high and all that. But I don't know. As far as Dizzy Ho, growing up, I've always been called Dizzy. And Ho is just like a little tag. It stands for hustle over excuse. I'm dizzy because I'm always thinking, and it's hustle over excuse. So I put them together, and you got me. But, yeah.
Wait, what did you say? What, hustler of excuse, you said?
Hustle over excuse.
Oh, okay.
Hustle over excuse. Yeah, it's a little tag. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Megan.
No, I was going to say, at first, when I first met Dizzy Ho, I was like, why you call yourself a hoe? Like, did you love the hoes or something? He was like, no. That means hustle over excuses. You know they say you're not judge a book by its cover? So when people see him in the streets or whatever, we have two functions, they see Dizzy Ho, they automatically think that he's calling girls hoes or he just love hoes. So really,
No. I love the women. I love the women. Women.
He loves
yes.
the women.
So, like,
nah,
kind of response
talking to anybody,
do you get? I mean, do you get that all the time, like, when you introduce yourself? I'm Dizzy Ho. She'd be like, what?
I mean, actually, no, I don't. Actually,
no?
It's either at first they're either going to be excited, like, all right, yeah, Dizzy Ho, or they're going to be like, I'm Dizzy Ho. It's either, yeah, like, they get it and they're down with it, or they're not. And then I have to explain to them, but
yes.
Opposing that, then they just chilling with it, you know?
Okay, but let me make this announcement. It's Ho
with a three, though. Three. Let everybody know that it's with a three. Right? Correction? Hey.
Well, that's on the Instagram and the Twitter, but nah, it's Hoe, H-O-E, you know. That's for the excuse, you know.
Okay.
You got to stay Hoe. All right. You got to
so
stay Hoe.
Okay, so how long have you been doing music? Like, you know, at what
age
did you start, and who inspired you to start music?
I've been doing this since I was a youngin', I say about 10 or 11. I took it a little serious around 16. I was with this group. It dismantled, bing, bam, boom. I took it a lot more seriously again at, like, 2021 after I heard all this garbage on the radio. I'm not dropping any names, you feel me? But, yeah, I'm just saying, like, goddamn, a lot of these niggas could be out here putting out this garbage and cake for me. But as far as inspirations, I say the person who inspired me, honestly, it'll have to be my brother, because I was probably trying to be just like him growing up, and he was all into the rap thing, and I don't know. It just turned into a hobby, and I took off after that.
Okay. All right, perfect. So let's talk about The digital movement for 2013 and 2014.
What kind of projects are you currently working on right now?
Right now,
currently, I'm doing a lot of promo, heavy promo. I will be going to this ATL showcase in October. That's actually going to be a big look. I'm just trying to get, like, all my products and, like, my name out there, the T-shirts, so everybody can get, like, real familiar with it.
All right, perfect. So let's talk about your slamming new single, Hip Hop and Heartbreak. Let's talk about that.
Let's talk about it. Talk to me.
I want to know, what was your inspiration for writing Hip Hop and Heartbreak?
Everybody had that one chick or that one hoe or that one person that broke their heart. I mean, yeah, for this case, yeah. I ain't gonna lie, yeah. You feel me? So I started to write, and it's crazy, like, when, like, a dude actually cares, it's a different story, you know? So then I started to write the little lyrics, and then, bam, I had found this beat, and then it just, it clashed well, and then, bam, it's Hip Hop and Heartbreaks.
It is such a sexy, yet memorable, yet sensual song. And speaking of that, T, I would love for you to pull it up on the switchboard as we're talking about it, because I definitely want Dizzy Ho to introduce that track to our listeners
okay.
here. Hip Hop and Heartbreaks here on Next to Blow Radio. On the Miss Queen T and Magasia show, here live on set on the reality show called The Launch That Your Girl Magasia is starring in. And this song right here is definitely takeovers. It's making real big noises here in Miami. It's taking off in the ACL, and hopefully soon it can take off in the Minnesota area as well.
Definitely, and all these other area codes too that are tuned in. So make sure you guys stay tuned in. Don't go nowhere, because we're going to get into the song. You know, we kind of want to get feedback, too. I don't know if you guys are down to get feedback or not. But definitely, go ahead and introduce this track, Dizzy.
Yeah, what's good? It's your boy, Dizzy Ho. If you ever been hurt before, if you ever been in love, I need you to pay attention and let my music unbar your ears. It's Hip Hop and Heartbreaks right here on Next to Blow Radio.
It can get real lonely. It's good to just have someone there sometimes, you feel me? I remember when we were younger, chilling on the corner, doing all the things we ain't supposed to, looking out for grown-ups. Now we're getting older, I can't believe we lost touch. I just wanna hold you,
Milk did your body good, but damn, look how I sport you. I used to wake up to your smell and I can't deal with odors. Maybe I should have chased you, but that ain't in my nature. We both was playing games. Listen, babe, I don't hate you. You turned down anything, stepped up, trying to date you. We was the new Argentina, the Korean Topanga. And when you put in on me, I spoke up a different language. You clutching me so sweet, even had me go down and take you. Perfume spray there. You know it drove me crazy the way you licked your lips. You had that stay home love, and I must admit, I couldn't control myself when you control that. Had me checking in when I was out with the clip. Mr. Ray Charles couldn't see no other chick. Had me washing them dishes, scrubbing them clean. We went out to eat, I was scrubbing them clean. Had me really thinking about you when I said I was. Had me happy to say you after I said I love. Mama, I know you noticed, this stays with you and me. All it meant to me was memories. It was always a problem just to please you. As a matter of fact, I think it was harder just to be you. Equal halves, something that we could never be, boo. Cause whenever I'm around you, I always felt like I'm beneath you. It was always cute hearing the me too. I say, babe, I'm hungry, and you be like me too. I say, I wanna go to the movies, and you be like me too. But when I said I love you, I ain't hear me too. Too.
A few weeks ago on the Miss Queen Tamara show, and it's a hot track. I love it.
Yo, all right, so like, I have a serious question for Dizzy Ho. Dizzy, have you made love to your song yet?
Have I made a song to that? Wait, what?
No. Have you made love to that song yet?
Have I made love to that song? Nah.
Yes.
But yeah, that's a good idea, though.
That's a great idea, auntie. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, but it's a sad song, though, man. Like, it's like a...
No, the beat goes perfect with every stroke. Like, I'm listening to the beat.
Oh, you a freak, man. Like, you a freak, man.
No, seriously. Like, hip-hop, like, the beat is so sexy. Like, I love beats. I like sexy. It's a very sexy beat. You know, I can't lie. You know, it was on the Miss Queen Tamagotchi show. Anything goes.
I'll try it and then I'll get back to you and let you know how it went.
Wow.
I'll try it. I'll definitely try it.
Okay. So, Quincy, do you want to get some feedback off that track right there?
Definitely. So, if you guys are trying to get feedback, make sure you guys press the 1
and give my boy Dizzy Ho some feedback on that song. So let's go ahead and get into the first caller from the 215-989 calling you live. Who is this and where you calling from?
Hi, this is Cindy. I'm calling from Philadelphia. How y'all doing?
I'm good. How
are
you?
Cindy, how you doing?
Good. I actually like that song. It was pretty hot. I like that. But I don't know about making love to it because
That's some gossip.
It was kinda like sad a little bit. So are you gonna make love to the girl you're talking about with the girl that you went on? Like, I don't think so.
It wasn't my idea.
Right?
It was my gossip idea.
I'm guilty.
Hello, Cynthia.
What's that noise?
Yeah,
that's
Magassi's noise. That's
Magassi. That's what
all day.
She's been tripping all night anyway. I've been listening to.
She's
been tripping all night anyway.
But
it's all good.
I know, right? All right. Cynthia, do you have an Instagram or Twitter or anything?
Of course I do. Of course I do. And it's actually Lucinda, but it's BT Entertainment for Instagram.
Okay.
My Twitter is The Bible Princess with one S.
Okay. Bible or The Bible?
Like Bible, like go to church and read the Bible.
Okay. Princess one S, you said?
Yep, just
okay.
One S. It wouldn't take two, so I had to use one.
Okay. All right, thank
yeah.
you so much for calling in, and definitely, you know, thanks for your input.
No
thank you
problem.
So much.
I did text you guys to find out where do I send my artist music at, and you know I got a show. We got a show in Philly that's going on. I want to talk about the show that's in Philly. I mean, y'all just brushing me off the line. I mean, dang.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
Let's talk about because I'm a female.
If I was a guy, I feel like it would have been no problem,
oh,
right?
No, we love our female callers. We're so sorry. No, seriously. No, seriously, we need more female callers because, yeah, we need more female support.
Not if you put brushes off the line like this.
I'm sorry. We apologize. Now you're making me feel bad. Oh, my goodness.
I don't do that to my callers on my show.
Okay, go ahead and...
Well, I just wanted to say, I'm also on the radio out in Philly on Monday nights. From 7 to 9 p.m., UE Radio Live. The host name is Franchella Simmons, which is Jet Plane Boys Entertainment. And like I said, I'm BT Entertainment. Also, we're having a show on September the 7th with our little Kim. She's coming to Philly. She hasn't been here in a long time, but she's coming to Philly. And, you know, it's going to be a good show, hopefully. Gilly the Kid. I know you heard of Gilly, right? You guys, where are you guys? I just called in because you always texted me. I said, you know what, I'm going to call in tonight. So where are you guys at?
Oh, wait, I texted you. I'm sorry.
This is
Magasia,
and I'm in Miami, Florida.
Yo, that's hot. Okay, you in Miami.
And I'm in Minnesota. I mean, Minnesota ain't hot like Miami, but, hey, we get it in. We got the biggest mall of America out here, so...
We book shows for different, you know, cities all together. It's like 20 of us. So we book shows for different artists if they want to get on, you know, a different show. They already have one in Mississippi, actually, but that's not till January. And it's going to be 50,000 in attendance.
Okay. And when is this?
That's not till January 24th, 25th, and
26th. Okay. I might can indie artists get on that?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay,
well,
I got your number, and I'm going to contact you. Oh, one night, because I just recognized who you were. I'm going to contact you because I kind of help manage a little artist, too, so I might try to get at you on that.
All right, that sounds good. But what's the what's his name? Black. What's your Instagram?
Oh,
so
we got Dizzy Ho on the line right now.
Oh, okay. There's so many of them, right? I've been listening all night. So, what's his name? Dizzy?
Dizzy
Ho. Ho. like Santa Claus. Ho.
Dizzy Ho. H-O-E?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
But on Twitter, it's with a three. It's on Twitter. Instagram, it's with a three.
Wait, say that again.
Dizzyho3 on Instagram and Twitter. That's how you follow me. Want to know? Right, stay
like
up.
It. All right, I'm gonna look you up, and I'm gonna get the DJs out here. I'm also I kind of work with the Nerve DJs, so I'm gonna send. I'm gonna talk to the young lady here. So when she talks to me, if I get your email and everything, and get some music, I'm gonna send it out. And please, out in Philly, we love music. And I work with DJs out here, too. So maybe I can get your music played out here.
All right, yeah. Yeah, that's the most dust.
Okay, well, I love talking to you guys. Y'all have
Thank
a blessed
so
night.
Much.
Stay out of trouble.
That's what God said. God said you need to stay out of trouble.
That's what I'm talking to. Stay out of trouble.
I'm gonna say I'm having a great time tonight. I'm definitely gonna stay out of trouble.
Hey, Cynthia, you need to be talking to Dizzy Ho and Gracia because they're right next to each other. They're actually on a set for this reality TV show that got all around right now. So.
Oh wow.
Yes, that's why I'm so lit. Cause I have the camera on me. They're looking like, oh my gosh, she's so gilly right now. Like she's so geeked out. Like I'm geeked. I'm excited. No, we're on Next to Glow Radio. We got my girl Miss Casey. We got Dizzy Ho. We had Turk earlier, and now we have you. So I just love it.
All right.
Thank you so much for calling in. Definitely appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
Definitely. 215 Philly in the building. The 305 is in the building as well, too. So we're going to check into the 305-467, call you live. Who is this and where you calling from?
Yeah, one time for Dizzy Ho. You know, that song off the chain. One time for him, about time. We do that thing.
Uh-oh.
305
appreciate
all
it,
day.
Appreciate it.
How are you?
Who are we sitting with right now? Uh-oh. Talk to you.
Thank you so much for
calling
in.
Definitely. Let's take one more call and get it. Huh?
Oh, yeah, let's go, man.
Oh, he doing business over there. All right. Let's take another caller from the 478-293. Caller, you're live. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hello?
Caller, you're live.
Oh, what's up?
Come on, what's going on?
I'm doing good. How about y'all?
We're doing great. Who are we speaking with right now?
You're speaking to Core.
Hi, Corey.
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
How you doing, Corey?
What's up, my nigga DJ? What's up, homie? I heard Chirp supposed to be on now.
Well, Chirp was on earlier.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's
live. Yeah, shout out my nigga Chirp.
Do you have any questions for
Dizzy? Oh, yeah. Dizzy, big girl. I just heard your jump, man. Oh, yeah. I thought I got down to get on my girl right now.
Oh, man. Most definitely. Dizzy, are you there?
Hey, Corey, do you have an Instagram or Twitter or anything like that?
Oh, yeah. On the face of Chuck Fit on Twitter.
What was it?
The face of Chuck Fit.
The face of Chuck Fit?
Yes, ma'am.
OMG. Oh, my gosh.
Chuck Fit. OMG. Oh, my God. OMG.
Hey.
Do you have Instagram?
What's up?
What's your Instagram?
It was my Instagram.
Okay. And what's your Twitter?
You don't even know it.
Oh, shit. Y'all do.
Oh, okay. You're right. I don't know it.
That's how I spell UOENEO. Underscore on all of it.
Oh, okay. All right, so don't hang up. We're going to go back to this interview and don't hang up, okay?
Okay, turn up.
All right, turn up always.
Okay.
Always. Dizzy, back to you. Let's talk about, do you have a music video for Hip Hop and Heartbreak? And if you actually do have a video for that, can you let our listeners know how they can find your music video on YouTube or if it's on your website or information?
Yes, I do have a video for Hip Hop and Heartbreak. You can actually find it on on YouTube. At youtube.com/artkidtech, that is ARTKIDTEK. That's ARTKIDTEK. A shout out to Architect, who shot the video. A shout out to Rohan, that's some dude. It's also on Vlad TV, on transformistic.com.
It's on my website too. Gosh, no. Transformistic.com.
Okay, it's on there too. I'm just typing Dizzy Ho Hip Hop and Heartbreaks on Google. Everything will pop up. So yeah, all right, make it easy.
So for those that have not seen the video yet, what can we expect in your Hip Hop and Heartbreak video?
Well, I don't know about y'all, but I get tired of seeing all the same kind of videos of cash and girls and strippers and whips and all that. So at the time that you go check this out, it's actually like a small little clip, a small little kind of movie type scene. Like, I ain't see a video like this in like a while. So, I mean, and it's not just me saying it. Like, everybody that I done showed the video to, all the comments on there, like, alright, just, oh, y'all go check it out, and, like, y'all see exactly what I'm talking about as far as the video, but, yeah, it's something different, new and fresh.
Okay, cool, most definitely, and let our listeners know if they'd like to book you for any features or any shows. What's your booking information?
All the booking information, contact me at books. On DizzyHoe@gmail.com. That's BOOKDIZZYHOE@gmail.com for all the inquiries and bookings and all that.
All right,
I know you guys are on.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, I know we're about to like start filming at 10, but I definitely want to go into his next track. Call I Want It All. Dizzy, go ahead and
introduce
that track and let us know a little bit more about that track and how you created that single.
Okay, this next track is for the hip hop. I mean, it's for the club scene, all the ignorant shit. Like, yeah, so like this is what that track is for. It's called I Want It All. A lot of people can relate. So yeah, I'm ready to turn up.
All right.
Many cars, I play eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Take a stupid trip, talking to Heeky Flow. I gotta cross a fucking lake just to get to the store. Ain't no games, cause I ain't playing. Thinking I'm just rapping and ain't meaning what I'm saying. Breaking to the riches, think I ain't gon' make it. Tell me that you got a guarantee, I'm gon' take them talking. I'm with a nasty bitch. She don't fuck with me unless a girl could watch me hit. It's Hefner, ho. I ain't wiping shit. Too much money to count. I need a counterfeit. We vibing, nigga. We on the island, nigga. Get a couple yachts. Juggle when you looking at a lion, nigga.
I want it all. By my boy Disney.
I want it all.
I want it all. Gucci, Prada, Fendi. You feel me? Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
You want it all, huh, Jesus?
That's the remake. Yo, that's the remake, though, Dizzy. You know what I'm saying?
All right, let's do it. It's
you might as
work.
Well call me greedy. Shit, you might as well call me greedy because I want it all. What do you mean? It's Queen.
I'm going to put that Rick Ross run on it, huh?
Hey. Hey. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Yo, it's crazy. Like, I love the beat. I love the track. You already know. Hot shit all the time. We have so many callers that want to go live with our boy Dizzy Ho. You know, we have to wrap up the show a little bit earlier tonight because, you know, for those that are just tuning in, I am on a new reality show called The Lounge, and we are here now on set, and we are subject to start taping in like 10 to 15 minutes. So we're going to take all the remaining callers that's online right now. If you want to go ahead and go live with either myself, Ms. KT, or Dizzy Ho, please press 1, and we are taking callers as they come in.
Oh, you are going to take, you do want to take a couple more callers?
Yeah, let's take all the callers. I want to go live with Dizzy, all the 305, all the 954, 754, and after that, we're going to go ahead and end the show.
Okay. All right, let's go ahead and get the 305-725 calling you live.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm great, yourself.
Hello? Yes,
I wanted to.
Hello?
Yes, we can hear you, love. Go ahead.
Yes, how you guys doing? I wanted to say what's up to Dizzy and that I love K pop and hybrid.
Uh-oh.
Appreciate it.
But I was always curious, how did you come up with the name of the song and what impact will it have on your listeners? Because I hear the song and I listen to it, but I wanted to know how would you know to put the two together?
Because at the time I first got the beat, I was like, damn, it's a hard-ass beat. But I didn't know what to call it. It's like it's hip-hoppity, it's soft at the same time, emotional. And then I just started saying hip-hop and heartbreaks, hip-hop and heartbreaks, and that's how it happened.
Ooh.
That's how it flowed in.
Yeah, because, you know, normally heartbreak songs are, like, they're regular songs. People actually sing it. Nobody really raps about it. So that's what I felt like was different about your music.
Mm-hmm.
Well, definitely. And who are we speak with? What is your name, love?
My name is Sharon.
Hi, Sharon. We definitely appreciate you for calling in and tuning in to Dizzy Ho's interview. And please do not hang up as we get to the next caller, okay?
All right. No problem.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
No problem.
Yo, Magasia, the 305, the other 305 name person one.
Okay, well, here we go, one right here.
Take him live, because he kind of has that 305-785.
You're live.
305-785, calling you live.
Yo, this is Pat, man. What's going on? Yo, what it is. Hey, man, I got to let Miami know, man. I'm a big-time, big, huge Dizzy Ho supporter, Magazia supporter, straight up.
Yes.
Shout out to Queen T. You know, I always hear you doing your thing. You know what I'm saying? So, no, shout out to Nick to Blow Radio. You know what I'm saying? I hear y'all, man. Y'all going places. You know what I'm saying? I'm right behind y'all. 100.
tell you.
Hey, you don't have to be behind us. You can be beside us.
Yeah.
Like,
okay. Well, I'm just representing. That's all, you know. I'll be on the side, left, right.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying?
Patman is standing right next to me, right? And he is so geeked up, like he's all next to Blue Ray. Like he's blushing, all his teeth is out, all his curly white hair out. Like,
don't put me on the spot like that, man. Come on, man. Don't put me on the spot like that.
Yo, see, he's rocking his Dizzy Ho shirt. Let me tell you, we have 6 guys in the building that have on Dizzy Ho shirts right now. Like, they have on Dizzy Ho shirts.
Representing straight up.
And he's crushing, and blushing over Magathia. That's what I heard. That's my boo. He even know it.
Oh,
he
even
know it. He is such a sweetheart, like major supporter, like. And then he also has gum on deck. What?
Oh
my
know.
God.
Gum
what?
On deck. Gum
yo,
on deck.
Yo,
Miami,
yo,
you need gum?
Yo.
You holler at Pat, man.
Yo,
Pat's got to be fresh, man.
Yo,
Pat's got to stay fresh,
yo,
man. Holler at Pat, man, straight up. But,
hey,
you know what I'm saying? I do want to give a big, big shout out.
Give me a high five. Put your hand in there for having gum.
All right, there we go. There you go.
We're
going to have the video chat or something. We're going to have the video. We're going to do 5 or something.
Oh,
but I want to give a big shout-out, man. Big shout-out to Dizzy Ho, man. I see him doing his thing. Big shout-out to Magazia. You know what I'm saying? Queen T. You know what I'm saying? Big shout-out to my fam, Sharon. You know what I'm saying? Kenny, Aaron. You know what I'm saying? I see y'all. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
yes,
well,
yes.
Shout out to you. I love it.
Definitely.
And I'm going to need all y'all to take an Instagram picture real quick because, like, what the hell? Yeah.
Y'all got,
I'm going to have, I'm going to take pictures with everybody and I'm going to put on Instagram. They got on all these hosts. They got on the chain, you know, the Louis Bell. Like, they boom. Yo, see, they look looking fly.
No,
I know
y'all need to do
on.
A video, like a little, one of them Instagram videos.
Yeah.
Too. Like, what the hell?
Yo,
like,
Dizzy Ho, we're going to do a video for Queen T. We're going to tag you in it. After the show, we're going to go back inside. We're going to do a little 10-second cut from the video so Queen T can see all these Dizzy Ho shirts. Like, this shit is spooky, man.
It's crazy. We need this all over Miami. It's nuts right now.
Okay, well, let's go ahead and see if this other caller from Miami. 305-609, caller, you're live.
How you doing? My name is Samantha.
Hi, Samantha.
How you doing? I just shout out Dizzy Ho 305, my boy Patrick. Y'all join y'all team. That's what's up. 305 standing up for Dizzy Ho. Woo!
Appreciate it.
We love it.
That's love.
That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Hey, shout out to her, man. A big shout out
shout
to her,
out
man.
To you.
That's my homeboy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. I know it's 10:05 over there. Y'all about to start filming or whatnot. Dizzy Ho, do you have anything else that you want to promote before we let you go? I know anything that we didn't get to cover, or you know anything you want to speak to the listeners, to the people that didn't get to speak or ask any questions.
Yeah, pretty much, man. If you have a dream, an idea, a vision, I say fuck everybody and do it. If they're hating on you, I'm telling them to suck. Well, I'm not gonna say all that. But,
wow.
Yeah, because. I've been through a lot of shit, man. I've been through a lot of shit. And the team I got now, I'm thankful for them. But if I stopped back then, I wouldn't have came this far. So if you got a dream and a vision, man, you keep on doing that. And that's 100. I'm Team Dizzy Ho, hustle over to you, and that's what it is.
Definitely.
Tonight has been very successful. We had a great time tonight. We had Turk on the show earlier. We had Dizzy on the show. We got the Dizzy Ho shirts. Everybody in the building.
Yeah.
We are live on set on the lounge. New reality show that I'm starting, and that will be on TV1 Network. And I just want to say salute to Miss Queen T. That's my other half right there. Without her, it wouldn't be me. Without me, it wouldn't be her. And we just love you guys. And make sure that you guys follow us on Instagram. At Magassia_promotions, that's MAGASSIA_promotions, at Miss Queen C_XO, at Next of
Flow Radio, one word, no two, just T-O. And make sure you follow us on Twitter as well, at Miss Queen C, one word, at she underscore is underscore Magasia, and at Next to Blow Radio with the number two. I had a great time. I must end the show early. I love you guys so much. And Miss Queen C, I already know what it is.
Definitely. Well, you can go ahead and hang up. I'm going to do my promo and whatnot. And again, thanks for everybody for tuning in. Love y'all. We will be back next week. Same time. Good night, Lou. Y'all have fun. And I'm going to be waiting on that tag on Instagram.
Yes, that video. Before we go back outside.
Yeah. All right, then. Dizzy Ho.
Bye.
All right. Thanks for everybody tuning in. Again, this is Next to Blow Radio, Miss Queen T and Magasia. This is how we do it each and every Tuesday. Shout out to my boy Trouble T. I still see you on the line. Again, sorry to anybody that we did not get to take live. We are in an episode early tonight. Shout out to my girl Magasia. I love her. And thank y'all. And y'all have a good night.